familiar to us, because what happens there is that the waves satisfy the diffraction condition. The same condition we talked about for X-ray diffraction and neutron diffraction and electron diffraction. So these are light waves, and they're diffracting not off the atoms, but off the layers that we've made. And I can, for one dimension, draw reciprocal space. Here's the origin. This is the point at the origin. The first reciprocal lattice vector is at 2 pi over a. The second reciprocal lattice vector is at 4 pi over a. The first Brillouin zone boundary to get there, I start at the origin. I go out to the first reciprocal lattice point, and then I cut that vector in half, and that gives me the first Brillouin zone boundary. And the first Brillouin zone boundary in a one-dimensional system is at pi over a. So this jump occurs when the waves satisfy the diffraction condition, and then you get waves that propagate through the system until here the dispersion curve bends over and hits the Brillouin zone boundary at 90 degrees, and then there's a frequency range where the light is reflected out, and it's here again 90 degrees, and then it bends back more like the linear curve, and it bends over again, and there's another jump, and you go up like this. So I'm going to try now. This is the other course. This is the page where I describe how do you you find these solutions. And this was this part. All right, so now I've got a program that will calculate this dispersion curve for me. And I've got one of them. This one is at about the normal speed of light. So I'll set them both to just the speed of light in vacuum, 2.998. And when I do that, the band gaps disappear, and I get a linear dispersion curve that goes up. I forgot to explain why it goes back, but it then bounces back like this, and then it goes on. And if I make a small difference between the two, 2.98, then I get a small band gap. So these are two layers that have almost the same speed of light, and when there's no difference in the speed of light, there's no band gap. But as soon as I make a small difference, I get a small band gap, and as I make a bigger difference in the speed of light, I get bigger and bigger band gaps. But I have to go back to my other slides and explain why I bent it over like that first.